Welcome to Unknown Worlds podcast number 26. Today is Thursday, July 10th. And as always, this is Charlie with Max.
Hello.
So today we have kind of a different style podcast where we have to come clean about something that we've been withholding for a while here. And
it's for good reason.
For good reason, yeah. We like to open the kimono, as we call it around here, with these podcasts. But there's been one big decision or change that's happened recently that we haven't been able to talk about, and we're ready to disclose today. So
what is this? What is it, Charlie?
Well, maybe we should build up to it first. We should talk about what.
You know. No, we should.
Okay,
we've already built up.
All right, we're changing engines.
Yes.
So.
Well, we're not changing engines. We've changed
engines. Yes.
So originally we were using the Source Engine, as everyone probably knows. And now we are actually working with our own engine.
The Maxor engine.
The Maxor engine.
So before you freak out and think that this is going to delay us by years, we should probably give you some information, some background on why this came about. We've never considered ourselves a technology company. But we were having some difficulties after licensing Source, where things were just taking us a little longer than we expected, and we would realize that a lot of the cool stuff in Source, i.e. the artificial intelligence and the
facial animation,
yeah, there you go,
kind of like single player type stuff, wasn't really all that important to what we were doing.
We're not using it. We basically were just like pulling it out. Or rewriting bits and pieces, or basically we decided to do all of our gameplay in Lua, so even the gameplay code that is useful, like, it wasn't going to be useful for us.
Yeah, and because natural selection 2 or natural selection 1 with like a commander mode and everything is a fairly big departure from
a single player story based
game. Yeah, most of the games you've seen made on these types of engines, we found that we were making a lot of changes to the guts of the engine. Stuff like dynamic infestation that we showed off. Originally showed off running on our own prototype technology, and then worked for a while integrating into Source and doing all the scripting stuff, and just a lot of changes were going into the engine, some of which were having unintended consequences.
I remember you kind of didn't even know what some of the changes meant.
That was a problem. I mean, it's definitely people... I think generally don't think about the downsides of licensing technology, and one of the big ones is that it's just unfamiliar. You know, there's no one in our organization who contributed to that code and has expertise in it. So, when you make a change, you don't necessarily know what's going to affect, especially in a really complicated system like a game engine. So we were having some problems with the multiplayer where things weren't really working.
At all. we kind of broke the game, and we could have gone back, but it was going to be a lot of work to have our gameplay code be in script and have it work in a multiplayer environment.
And kind of parallel with us working with the Source Engine, we were also developing various tools that we've showed off some of them on the blog, like our level viewing tool. And I guess it just occurred to us that we already had a lot of the pieces to just build the whole thing ourselves.
And actually, the pieces that you wrote to do that came together really quickly, whereas doing commander mode stuff in script and Source was going really, really slowly.
Yeah.
And every time you would get to work on a tool or a little side project that we needed done, you just bang it out in no time. And you'd have a lot of fun. You were energized, and we got all excited, and it loaded quickly, and we understood it all, and it was perfectly crafted for what we need.
So a lot of times, I think, you hear these horror stories about companies switching engines and stuff, like Duke Nukem Forever, where every generation, the hot new thing comes out, so they switch to the new engine, and they never make any progress. Our change was not really motivated by that. We just wanted to be able to basically get things done faster than they were getting done. So we did some experiments around the time of GDC, which was March.
Mid-March of this year.
Yeah, I think right after GDC we decided that it was worth...
Max was like, so how about I spend 1 week and just see if I can get a player running around, basically take the viewer and add in enough networking. Or actually, no, what was that, player movement?
Yeah, basically just getting like a view model. Kind of single player and a first person shooter.
Like a shooter, make a shooter out of the viewer.
Yeah.
It's like, give me 1 week.
Yeah.
I don't see Max for a week. And then I see him and it's working.
Yeah, it worked really well. The fact that all of our code was in Lua was really easy because
you brought all the Lua bindings over.
Yeah, we could just take all the game code. I just had to, you know, replace the foundation that was on,
or stub it out at least, and then it just wasn't just functional, but at least it was there.
Yeah, so that was pretty encouraging. And you know, we should probably clarify. It's not like we were starting from nothing. I mean, kind of the core technology stuff that I've been working on for many years. It's kind of like a side project in my last job, and so you know, there's a lot of stuff there. There was a lot of stuff there already.
Right, you weren't starting from scratch. Yeah, you had a BSP reader and some graphic stuff.
Those were all things added during the NS2 timeframe. But stuff like just handling,
input,
it's not important. But you know, handling a lot of that low level stuff.
And the engine architecture, I think you'd already designed, right?
Yeah, there was already a lot of stuff in place. So
right.
And we made the tools compatible with all of the Valve formats.
Well, actually, before we get to that, we should talk about the networking too, because then that was the first stage.
Right. Well, in the single player, stage, it's like we could load all the same maps, load all the same models, load the animations. Actually, that was mostly what I had to do, was get the animations working at that phase, because we hadn't done that before. Load the materials, load all that junk. So.
Well, even I was gonna say, even at this phase, we hadn't decided on the engine because it's such a big change and it's kind of a scary thing to do this stage.
Well, the single player was reassuring, but there was still the big unknown,
was networking.
Big important thing, which is networking.
Like, can the netcode feel, you know, quote unquote, feel as good as some of these proven games that are out there? You know, and everyone knows. Obviously, when you're using the netcode in Counter-Strike, you have a certain level of confidence about it. You know,
a lot of people complain about it. I mean, there's people on both sides of.
Okay.
Issue for every net code out there, I guess. But
well, maybe you say Tribes or something, or like some other game. But the fact is, like, Max had never written a networking code, so, you know.
I'd done networking stuff, but not like game networking. Really.
Okay. So that was the next phase. Like, Max spent a week and do networking.
Yep.
And then he got the basic test working. So then we're starting to feel more comfortable. I think we continued thinking that we might not do this decision. But I think in our hearts, we'd already made a decision at that point. And it's been, you know, we've been speeding up, like, ever since.
So that's about 5 months ago, I guess, we started on that.
Right.
And we've basically been working on our own stuff since then.
Yep. And we actually have more of the game working now in Max's engine than we ever had in Source. Because, you know, we worked on Source for a year.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got almost all the core engine stuff. We got the
graphics, networking,
which we tested.
Physics. Yeah, we did. We've done multiplayer tests, and it works really, it's quite slick.
Yeah, I've got physics and ragdolls and stuff in. Got, you know, all the gameplay code we had working before working.
Yep.
And more.
And more.
All the animation stuff. And
which brings us to tools, which is like the next, this is the second big piece.
So the way we convinced ourselves that it wasn't ridiculous to do this was that we would do our own engine, but we would try, we'd use the same tool chain that we had been using, the Source tools. Unfortunately, that didn't work out for business reasons. And so I guess we just started on a new tool chain path not that long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I've actually been working on a new editor, which is almost...
Map editor?
Almost done. Or almost functional.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever done.
You can create stuff, place entities.
Yeah.
All that stuff. L3D. Looks a little, you know, like your standard kind of 3 Studio Max or something.
Yeah. It's a little different than Hammer. I mean, obviously it borrows a lot from Hammer, but I tried to incorporate kind of the best ideas I found in other things too.
And Radiant.
Like 3D Studio Max.
Yeah.
And the sandbox editor and stuff like that.
Oh, right. From Crisis.
So I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's going to be a good tool.
And then what else? What other tools? Oh, the ones we haven't done yet are the model exporter.
Yeah, we need to replace.
But you've done those before.
Yeah, we need to replace the model, the pipeline that models get from, you know, 3D Studio Max or whatever into game.
And some kind of texture format.
Yeah, and texture stuff.
To replace VTF.
That's that'll be the last thing I'll do. But
and the BSP Viz stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of a. So I guess we should talk a little bit about the engine, maybe.
About what? Yeah, yeah. Go.
The core technology of the engine is basically the same as the, like, I guess you could call it the Quake hammer or Quake gold source.
Right.
It's all kind of the same idea. BSP, pre-computed visibility, pre-computed lighting, light mapping, all that stuff. And you can actually see some images from kind of like the early version of the engine before we were actually using it to develop the game. I posted on the blog, like rendering some TF2 levels and stuff like that. And you can see it basically looks exactly like Source. That was our original direction, was basically to mimic the same
functionality.
Using the same tools. Now that we're kind of moving on our own tool path, I think we'll be changing up some of that stuff. And hopefully it'll be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
but
it's
we'll
already
see.
Looking pretty awesome. But yeah, that's for
so we
podcast.
Wanted to wait until we had some, we felt comfortable showing some stuff to talk about this, but.
Because we know people are going to freak out when they hear this, so
yeah.
We didn't want screenshots to back it up to show, hey, we really aren't slipping for years, but we've been sick of keeping this to ourselves and like.
Yeah, there's these threads on the.
All about Source, and it just feels duplicitous to not mention this. So we're mentioning it, even though we don't have screenshots to show you quite yet.
Yeah.
We hope that you'll take it on faith that we're not crazy. And we're not planning on switching engines again. So it's not like we're, you know, all these other game companies who switch all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... We made the ultimate switch.
Yeah.
I guess.
This is the ultimate switch. That's right.
But so. It's definitely seems like it's the right decision.
Yeah.
It's been... really positive, I think, for the project.
Yeah, it's been. I think the most important thing is it's just been so much more fun to work on.
Mm-hmm.
It was things were just going so slowly before, and now we know exactly what we're doing, and the engine is really crafted for NS2. I mean, it's just what we need. It's like I was thinking of it like the sharpest tool in the shed or whatever. It's like we're building the tool that we need to make NS2 as good as possible.
Yeah,
and everything else is secondary, which is actually
mm-hmm.
The game loads. Instantly, and you know, it's a small download, and it's a good tool for the job.
Yep.
So we're pumped, and we're pumped to finally be able to tell you, and we're pumped to show you some screenshots at some point. So until then, I hope you take this news well, and
we should ask people for names. We don't have a name.
Oh, we do need a name. Yeah, that's a good question.
Or at least we don't have a name.
There's a few that I like, but yeah, that's a good idea.
And the Maxor engine names. Probably isn't.
Maxor's probably not good.
Probably not professional enough.
Yeah. So post names and your feedback, and we'll see you on the forums.
Bye.
Bye.